ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
सतगुरु
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region, what did I see? I saw that at a great height there was a Pushpak Viman. In which was seated Baba and the foundation of the Yajna, the Dadis, decorated in the goddess form. And the Pushpak Viman was floating slowly ahead. From a distance, we could hear the sounds of the devotees singing praise and praying to their beloved goddesses, as it is the week of Navratri. And wherever the Pushpak Viman was going, the devotees were having different experiences, some were having visions, some were visualizing light, and some were receiving blessings. After a while, the Pushpak Viman descended and Baba and the founding members of the Yajna alighted from the Pushpak Viman and they stood in the form of a V shape, the victory shape. I told Baba that today this scene is very beautiful. Baba then said, at the present time, the devotees are calling out to their goddesses. There are some devotees who are very good-hearted, even though they don't know the Supreme Being, they have great love for the Supreme, and they are lost in that love. So Baba and all those that Baba has made instruments, they are fulfilling the desires, the pure desires of those devotees, giving them the fruit of their efforts. Baba has made the Shaktis complete, and so Baba and these Shaktis are instruments to give visions to all these devotees. So today Baba and the Shaktis were on a tour of the entire world.
So
every Shakti, on the basis of her virtues and powers, she made herself complete and perfect and brought benefit to the world as well. There were many brothers and sisters in front of Baba, and as Baba was giving them drishti, their perfect form, their decorated form was slowly getting visible. Baba says the ultimate aim of the children is to attain perfection. And Baba has decorated the children in so many ways. So the children's aim is to keep themselves decorated in that form all the time. So it was a very beautiful scene. After a few seconds, what I noticed was that the ornaments of some of the Brahmins were shaking, fluctuating. Some were moving upwards, some were moving downwards. Baba then said, did you see that? The father decorates the children in every way and wants to present the children in their perfect form to the world. But Baba then wonders, what are the children doing? Why are their ornaments shaking? Baba then explained, while moving along, some Brahmins, they have that love for effort making, but as they move along, there is some form of leakage or the other. Sometimes it is the arrogance of I, the arrogance of no, of being good, of being very good, and so they forget that they are instruments of Baba, and so there is a leakage in their love and their commitment. And then because of that leakage, their decoration starts to change. Some children still go through ups and downs, a lot of fluctuation. They start asking, what is going to happen? My effort is not as it should be. They get entangled in different kinds of thoughts. Baba wants to take the children up, ascend into the ascending stage, but then they start to descend. And then thirdly, Baba said, Maya is coming in front of the children. She is simply coming to come and bow down in front of the children. But because the children are not able to totally recognize Maya, they get under her influence and they flow away in that influence. And then they start calling out to Baba. So recognize or understand that Maya is nothing at the present time. She has become very weak. But the children see her, perceive her as very strong, and they make themselves weak. So now is the time for revelation, for glorification, to make yourselves perfect. And for this, from time to time, Baba himself decorates the children, he gives the children powers and bestows a variety of ornaments to the children. So the children always have to pay attention to practice wearing and adorning these ornaments. Remember that Baba is your companion. Baba is holding on to our hand and helping his progress. Baba smiled and said, the father has kept the children in front, he has made the children instruments, and so with that consciousness of being an instrument, you will always remain light. It is the father's task. Baba is carrying out the task. When you keep this aim in front of you, you will remain light internally. You will be able to make yourself perfect soon. So use the powers that Baba has given and make them your ornaments. Maya is ready to bow down in front of you. That time has come. So you children have to remain powerful internally. Keep the father's company and continue to make progress. Baba was smiling and said further, the father has great pride in the children, that these are those same children who will fulfill the pure desires of children of the world. They will reveal the father to the world. They are the ones who are becoming worthy of worship. Baba was giving very loving drishti to all. And through Baba's drishti, Baba gave each one a blessing. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba accepted the bhog and then again emerged the children in front of him. Each one's complete form was visible and Baba was adorning, decorating each child with blessings. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I then returned. Om Shanti.